Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to This Day in History class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson and it's October 17th. The London Beer Flood took place on this day in 1814. This flood started when a three-story tall vat of fermenting beer broke at a brewery in London. In accounts about the day, there are two different companies described as being responsible for this vat of beer. One was the Messrs. Henry Mew and Company on Bainbridge Street. The other was the Horseshoe Brewery on Tottenham Court Road. Now, those two roads, Bainbridge Street and Tottenham Court, met at an intersection, and Messrs. Henry Mew and Company had bought the brewery that same year. That's why there's a discrepancy in who exactly was responsible for this broken vat. When the vat ruptured, it released a 15-foot-high wave of porter, which broke the taps off of other vats in the brewery, causing a huge chain reaction that completely flooded the surrounding area. This sounds like the setup for a joke, but it was a tragedy. Many buildings were completely destroyed. There wasn't any kind of drainage, so the beer just plowed through everything in its path. At least 8 people were killed. This included a mother and a daughter who were having tea together. It also included a family who had been gathered in their basement mourning the death of their 2-year-old. Because this was a tragedy and because there was so much property damage, there was an inquest. One of the hoops that was holding that vat together had broken and slipped off earlier in the day, but that apparently wasn't all that unusual an occurrence. George Crick, who was a 17-year-old employee of the brewery, reported the broken hoop to his boss and was told that it wouldn't be a problem. He was instructed to delegate replacing the hoop to another employee. In spite of that, though, the inquest determined that this was pretty much an act of God. It cleared the brewery of all wrongdoing. The brewery never had to pay any kind of reparations, and the taxes that it had already paid on the beer it was brewing were waived. This brewery did eventually reopen after the catastrophe, but it closed again in 1921. There were a lot of rumors following this, and you'll still see this in accounts written more recently up to today, claiming that people rushed into the streets with their pots and pans and other vessels to try to scoop up some of this free beer. It is true that there are people out there who will try anything, but this idea of a chaotic rush out into the streets to scoop up beer with any vessel handy was almost certainly false. It was more meant to insult the predominantly Irish population of the neighborhood by playing on negative stereotypes. There are also elements of this story that sound really similar to the Boston Molasses Flood, which happened just over 100 years later and killed 21 people in Boston's North End. That may indeed wind up being its own episode of this day in history class at some point in the future, so I will avoid going into all the details of it here today. You can learn about this in the February 4th, 2015 episode of Stuff You Missed in History Class called Six Impossible Episodes, which is six brief stories that weren't quite enough to stand on their own as a podcast. You'll notice this particular story is barely long enough to cover this podcast, which is only 5 minutes long. That's pretty much all the detail that we know about it. Thanks to Tari Harrison for her audio work on this show, and you can subscribe to This Day in History Class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Tune in tomorrow for a battle in what's now Alabama.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.